Okay. Just so we can move it, Bill, do you want to just read it for me? Because I'm looking for it. I'm trying to save time here.
Okay, let me find it, too.
Oh, you don't have it?
Let me open it. I don't have it open. Just a second, yeah.
Around midnight,
the timeline first?
Yes.
Okay, I've got it. Proposed timeline for the 2010 ED evaluation process?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read that then?
If you could, please.
Okay, note that the survey dates... Okay. It says, note that survey dates would also apply to the ED self-evaluation. Personnel Committee approval of survey 9/16. PNB approval of survey. First choice is approve at in-person meeting 9/23 through 26. Survey sent out 10/12. To be returned 11/2. Second choice, under PNB approval of survey, approve on PNB conference call 10/26. That means October 26. Survey sent out October 28 to be returned November 18. Then personnel committee analysis of data and report creation. First choice November 4th. Second choice November 21st. Personnel committee meeting with ED to discuss her response. First choice November 18th. Second choice December 5th. PNB meeting to discuss committee report and ED's response, first and second choice, December 8th.
Okay,
that's proposed timeline.
So we have two different timelines, is that correct?
Well, yeah, just in case we didn't get to it, you know? That's why I started out early, because the ED, Arlene, I like to refer to people by their functions, Arlene, is December 1st, so... The committee was quite efficient. I want to thank the other six ladies who are on the committee. That's Lydia, Teresa, Marcel, Ethea, and Andrea. We worked very well, you know, respectfully and collegially, and we are so efficient that we got this done. So here we are. So that's great. There's a lot of work to be done. That's why we wanted to get this to you folks. Are there any questions? Any other questions?
Please, are there questions for Nia?
I would just like to say, this is Jessica. Can I be on the stack?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Jessica.
I was just going to say, that's my girl.
What did she say? What did she say?
She's
I'm
giving
sorry.
You props, Nia.
What did she say?
I think she said, that's my girl, right? I think she was giving you, I think she was, that was a compliment that you got it
done
so efficiently.
Okay. Okay, that's my girl. Okay. So do I get unanimous consent to approve the timeline? Is that it?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Are there any questions, other questions, or shall we move forward with approval?
Let's go.
Anyone else? Okay. Hearing none.
This is Teresa.
Teresa, go ahead.
I would like to ask a point of information just for the benefit of everybody.
Thank you.
If we approve this, Nia, what can the board members expect to see next?
Well, we just did the timeline. We have the survey.
So when will the survey go out? If we
I'm still trying to pull up this timeline. Bill, can you read it for me? I think it's October. If my memory
survey sent out. The first choice would be October 12th.
Right.
Second choice
okay.
would be October 28th.
Right, okay.
So if we pass it today, then come by October 12th, we will be receiving a survey, correct?
Yes, and the reason that I wanted to do it ahead of time, Bill and Ophelia were co-chairs last year, and a lot of people thought they didn't have enough time, and I wanted to make sure that that did not happen again this year. So that's why, you know, I led the committee to start this really early. So that's what's to be expected. It would be out there for a while until it's due to be returned November, what, Bill? I forgot the date. I'm sorry, they're not in my mind.
November 2nd or November 18th.
Okay, great. So that's our goal.
Thank you. And I have to say, if I may make a comment here as chair, but I do appreciate the timeline being moved up like that, because I did find it difficult last year because all the deadlines seemed to fall sort of in the middle of the holidays and stuff, and it was it was a little difficult to get everything in on time. So thank you for having an early timeline.
yes, I mean, there were people who expressed that, and they wanted to try to make it as anonymous as possible, and we tried to do that. So it is hope that we accomplished that.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you. So.
Thank you. So let's move to the survey.
Hold on. We just have to get everything approved officially. So are there any objections to approving the evaluation timeline? And that is just on the ED, correct? That is not on the CFO. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, this is Bill.
You did that already.
I don't object because I realize you might need to make some minor adjustments, but I think you'll need more time to actually do the committee analysis of the report and creating a report on it from the data. Because I think you're going to have yourself two, three days.
We have six dynamite women. We'll get it done.
Okay.
I took us longer
last year, but okay.
Thank you. Okay, so if there are there any objections to approving the timeline for the executive director evaluation as presented? And hearing none. Thank you all for all of these motions passing without objection this evening. It's a stellar evening. Madam Secretary, if you could please record the motion as passed without objection. And now, go ahead, Mia, please go to the next motion.
Okay, now we need the actual draft, the evaluation, that's the timeline, where's the survey? Let me pull it up here. 1 second, please.
And Bill, if you could forward that timeline to me, I couldn't quite find it in my emails. I've been going through, but thank you.
Okay, I sent it. I have sent it again.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Your next motion.
I am just confused. A tad slow here. I hate to always lean on Bill. Bill, can you read that cover note in the meantime? What the heck is going on?
Do you want me to read motion number 3, Nia?
Motion number 3.
Well,
we want to do the purpose, then go to the evaluation survey. I mean, we could do that if you want, but I figure we'll keep everything together. I think we should finish with the PD evaluation survey and then go to the purpose. Is that what the body desires?
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm looking at motion number 2. That was moving it up to the next scheduled event. I'm sorry, I guess I'm confused. I'm looking at the agenda, move that the ED Management Evaluation Survey be moved up on the PNB agenda.
Right.
The next one is motion number 3, PNB Personnel Committee Purpose. Is there another motion that I've missed?
Right. So the survey, we need to go to the survey now, correct?
I am not seeing that on here. Bill, you've got the... I'm looking...
Number 2, motion 2, the ED Evaluation Survey. So if you want to move the approval of it, I've got it in front of me if you need me to read part of it or whatever.
Yes.
I don't see it on the agenda. So if you could, please.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's the motion, too, that says ED evaluation survey, except the text that's in the agenda says that the committee moved that the ED evaluation survey moved up on the agenda for approval. So it's sort of implying approval. So I apologize. For those of you at your computers, look at the email I sent around midnight last night with the agendas. It's also in that attachment to that same email. So do you want me to read the intro then, Mia?
If you could read it, please.
Yeah, I found it, Bill.
Okay.
The message below, is that the one you have?
Yes.
Okay. And it's entitled... Draft 2011 Pacifica Executive Director Management Evaluation Survey. The message below is from the chair of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It is time for this is what we'll go out, obviously, to the folks who are completing the survey. It is time for the annual evaluation of the Pacifica Executive Director, Arlene Engelhardt. We need your input for this, so please help us evaluate the ED's job performance by completing this survey. I have to go from side to side here. Bill, maybe you should read it. Because I have to go from side to side on my laptop. It's too large and too wide. Go ahead. Could you read it for me, please?
Bill, can you? Are you there?
Bill?
I was muted. Yeah. Okay, just to continue with what Mia said with the email invitation for the survey. We need your input for this, so please help us evaluate the ED's job performance by completing this survey. It should only take a few minutes. The Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board has prepared this survey to help assess the ED's performance to date and to collect feedback useful to her and the PNB. We'd prefer that you click on the link below and fill out the survey online, as it's faster and easier for both you and the PNB Personnel Committee, and it's easier for you to remain anonymous. However, if you prefer that we email you a hard copy of the survey so you can fill it out and mail it back to us via U.S. Postal Mail, then please reply to this message, keeping the subject the same, but adding send via hard copy to your reply text. Please do this as soon as possible so there will be time to send you the hard copy and for you to return it. The survey process has been designed to protect the anonymity of respondents and the confidentiality of information regarding personnel matters. The responses, including comments, will be shared with members of the Pacifica National Board and with our ED, but no information that identifies you, parenthesis name, email address, et cetera, will be given to them. If you want to send any messages to the PNB Personnel Committee, send them to PNB, and it's an email address for the Google group. Please click on the link below to go to the survey. It's best to do it today so you don't forget. The deadline for submitting your survey responses is midnight, Pacific Daylight Time, and then we'll put in the date. Thank you for participating in our survey. Your feedback is important. Nia Bediaco, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
So that's the cover letter. It's very similar to last year's. For those of you who are around, I don't think I tweeted too much before presenting it to the committee. So, Chair, would you like to ask? Does anybody have any questions, or could we approve
sure.
that and be gone?
Thank you. And that's the only thing that's involved with this motion number two, is that cover letter essentially, and the process of offering people the opportunity to respond by hard copy.
Well, there's a survey below. And I would like to say that Arlene was very cooperative. I share this with her also. When we had a meeting, she would have come, but she had specific things that she had to attend. So Arlene saw this, and she's in agreement with everything here. Is that still correct, Arlene?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess my problem is I'm not seeing a copy of this survey anywhere. I've got all my emails since yesterday. So we are voting on the survey as well. Is that correct?
Right. If you scroll down to the bottom of the agenda, that when Bill sent it to you, you open the attachment, you go all the way down. That's how I sent it to you folks.
Okay.
So is there anyone who has not read the survey?
Myself, I guess.
I haven't read it.
This is Bill. I'm just sending it to you right now. So
I have not read it. I would like to put it in.
Thank you.
I can read the question. It's not too...
Ken, to the staff.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
I'm sorry, I'm not at a computer now, and I think I just got the survey today, and I haven't gotten an opportunity to look over the questions. If we're voting on approving the questions in the survey, I would ask to table this to the next meeting because I haven't had a chance to evaluate the questions which will be asked on the survey because it just came in tonight. So I would want to wait on the questionnaire. If the motion can be separated to where approval of the questions is a separate motion, then I would have no objection. But I... You know, not having an opportunity to review the questions, I would request that we split that part off and move it forward to the next meeting.
Okay, let me just say that I sent this to Summer.
Bill, I see it now.
And if you, and I CC the PND on what date was that. So it's the people didn't just get it. I know we get a lot of mail, but just to correct the record, that I sent it out on, where are you? I sent it out on the, what date did I send it to Summer?
Well, I've got it here from
last
August.
Week. Go ahead, Summer.
Go ahead. No, I'm looking at what Bill had forwarded August 23rd, and I did find it. I'm not saying that you didn't send it out sooner, Nia. It's perfectly possible. I sent it
August 17th at 4:28 and 20 seconds Eastern Daylight Time. I mean,
okay,
just for the record, if people haven't read it in a week, I can understand that. But just so you know, it's been out there.
Thank you. Thank you, Nia.
This is Lydia. Yes, I see it August 17th, and then it has Summer, Bill, and Afia, and CC, the PMB.
Thank you, and my apologies for missing it. All right, well, is there any objection to, well, one member did say that he hadn't had an opportunity to read it. Are there any other objections to approving it tonight? We could approve the contents of the survey at the next meeting, but is that an objection?
Oh, wait.
If not.
Well, this is Lydia. What is it you're asking, whether to table it again or whether
not
to...
Not table. Let's not table things because that takes a supermajority to get them back off the table. I think he was asking to postpone approval of the contents of the survey until the next meeting, but I need to find out if that is correct or not. Ken, were you objecting to approval this evening and asking to postpone it or not?
Just on the questions, but I don't want to hold up our successful conclusion of motions here.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
If Nia is correct and she sent it out on the 17th, then it's my negligence, not...
Okay.
So I would withdraw my objections if nobody else has a problem with the question.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who either, you know, hasn't read the survey and doesn't feel they can vote on it tonight or just or has an actual objection to questions contained within
no,
the survey?
No, I have to apologize as well. I missed it and did not see it, so I could not vote on it tonight. I would probably have to abstain.
Okay. Anybody else? Are there any other questions, discussion? Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like the objections are strong enough to not approve it. So, all right. So is there any we'll have to call the roll because abstentions, we still need to call the roll. But is there any further discussion on the contents of the ED evaluation survey?
Well, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
I mean, I'll just say I did review it in quite a bit of detail, and it's similar to the one last year, which I worked on very heavily, and
mm-hmm.
I think the changes I made are fine, so I don't have any objections to it. I think it's good.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate also that you actually did read it in depth and also that you did work on last year's survey as well.
Oh, this is Ken on the queue, just to say.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, if it's very similar to the questions of last year, then I would object because I felt that the questions last year were not definitively objective, but were rather completely subjective on a majority of the questions. I don't recall there being anything there about actual performance. So maybe my memory's bad. That's possible. So then I would actually vote no on it. But then I'm done speaking to this, and we're going to have a roll call vote, so everybody votes the way they want.
Okay, do you want to vote no, or do you want to postpone so that you can have a look at this?
I was still asked to postpone so we could make changes, recommendations of new questions that are more tactile, more concrete, numbers.
Okay,
not
so are you making a motion to postpone or not?
All right. I'll make a motion to postpone approval of the question until next meeting.
Until the next meeting. Okay, is there a second on that?
Yes, I'll second.
Okay, who's the second?
That was
Carolyn.
Carolyn, okay, thank you. All right, so let's take a vote very quickly on the motion to postpone consideration till the next meeting.
Point of information?
Yes, is that Kathy? Go ahead, please.
Yes, my understanding was that the postponement was of just the... the questions, are we voting on something larger than questions?
This is just the evaluation itself, the contents of the executive director evaluation.
Survey.
The survey,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What are we postponing?
The approval of the contents of the executive director evaluation survey. Some members were members previously, and there may be objections to the results of surveys are largely dependent on the questions that go into them, And since several members have not necessarily reviewed the contents of this survey, they may want to recommend changes to the personnel committee in terms of the inclusion of questions or how they're phrased. So there's a motion to postpone consideration until the next meeting so that there could be more feedback on the survey, I believe. So
the recording secretary has a question.
I'm sorry, who is that?
The recording secretary has a question.
Yes.
Are we actually voting on motion two as listed in the agenda or some other entity?
I'm sorry? Are we voting on what?
On motion two or some new motion regarding the contents of the evaluation?
No, it's a motion, motion to postpone is what's been put forth.
Postpone what?
Consideration of the contents of the survey evaluation. Simply to vote on this at the next meeting.
Okay.
Your point of information is still...
Yes.
I apologize. I was cutting and pasting, and it wasn't real clear on the agenda, but the motion, I believe, from the committee is to for the P&B to approve the evaluation survey.
Thank you, Bill. Right. So we have to approve the contents of what the evaluation survey asks, and several members have not had a sufficient time or missed the opportunity to review it and may object to the contents or want to give feedback to the personnel committee to modify the contents of that. So anyway, there's a motion to postpone, and hopefully any issues can be resolved between now and the next meeting if that passes, and if not, people can vote their conscience. So if there's no further discussion, we could take a vote on that and go to the next item on the agenda, depending on what happens with that. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? A yes vote will postpone approval of the contents of the Executive Director Evaluation Survey until our next board meeting. And a no vote will not, and that'll put this back up on the floor to be voted upon this evening. Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. Aaron?
Yes, to postpone.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Jessica Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Mia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Catherine Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Bernard?
No.
Excuse me, this is Jessica. I got knocked off and I was trying to hit the mute button. I'm sorry.
Okay, how do you vote?
Yes. This is approved, right?
This is to postpone until the next meeting.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got it reversed. Please forgive me. Can I still say no, not to postpone?
Yes, you can always change while the vote's still being taken. Go ahead.
Closure? Bill Closure?
Sorry, I was muted. I vote no.
Kathy Davis?
I abstain.
Heather Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
I'll pass.
Kimberly Orendahl?
Abstain.
Laura Priebus?
No.
Summer Reed? Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Oh, sorry. I'll put yes to this one.
Dan Siegel?
Pass.
Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Let's see.
Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. Dan Siegel.
Passed.
I know. I'm back to you.
You're back to me already.
No. Okay. Alex Steinberg. I see one Gaza votes no. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3.
Campbell Johnson passed.
Campbell Johnson. Oh, I'm sorry. How do you vote, Campbell? Can't hear you, Campbell. Campbell?
I voted no, okay?
Thank you. Alex Steinberg. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 no's. And 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses. And 1, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so that puts the survey back on the floor. Is there any need for further discussion, or may we go to a vote on approval of the contents of the Executive Director Evaluation Survey? Any further discussion? Okay, and presuming there are some objections, can you go ahead and call the roll, Afia, please? And now, a yes vote will approve the contents of the Executive Director Evaluation Survey and cover letter. A no vote will not approve. Thank you. Go ahead and call the roll, please.
Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. Alex Berg. Alex Steinberg, can't hear you. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Jeffrey Orendoff?
Yes.
Yoshia Wangaza, yes. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Epstein.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Linda Brazon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Wesley Bassoon?
I haven't read it. I don't want to. I'll abstain.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Ken.
I'm sorry, did you call me? Are you here? I can't hear you.
Can't hear you, Ken.
I just named Andrea.
Ken. Andrea Turner, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg. Alex, we cannot hear you. Okay.
terribly noisy line. Could everyone mute themselves?
Thank you, please, all. If you're not speaking and you've already been called upon to vote, then please count on one. Thank you.
Ken Harris, can't hear you.
I vote no.
Okay. Let's see. Tracy, you pass.
I did. I'm going to abstain.
Okay, so let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. Looks like two no's and 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
Madam Chair, this is Ken.
Okay,
I called to adjourn.
Yes.
I called to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, one moment, please. I didn't get the vote count.
Second.
13 yes, 2 no's.
13 yes, 2 no's, and how many abstentions?
Three.
Okay. There's been a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Okay, who is the second? Campbell? Okay.
Campbell Johnson, yeah.
All right, thanks, Campbell. I mean, I'm tired, too, but... discussion?
That's going to take two-thirds, Summer, because it's not 11:30 yet.
I know. Is there an objection to adjourning the meeting?
No. Yep, I object.
Okay, thank you. Who's the objection, please?
Well, if we're going to...
That was Tracy. I object.
Thank you. Okay. If there doesn't need to be discussion, then let's just vote on this so we don't chew up time. Is there
and
discussion?
Bill?
Carol.
We also need to decide whether or not to have a continuation meeting before we adjourn.
Yeah, there you go. I wasn't anticipating a motion to adjourn at this point in the meeting. So before we go to that, let us quickly and briefly, my friends and colleagues, it is 8:13 California, 11:13 East Coast. Do we feel it would be fruitful, useful, and productive and fit in with our busy schedules of getting ready to go to the in-person meeting at the end of September? Do you all want to have a continuation meeting on the telephone on our next spot that's allocated on the calendar, which I think is September 8th, it would be Thursday? Is there a desire to have this? Does anyone think this is something they want to do?
Madam Chair, could you ask whoever is typing to please mute himself?
Yes,
or
please,
herself.
If we can hear you. Thank you. Pound one. It's everyone's friend. Thank you. So, just briefly, before we go back to this motion to adjourn, is there anyone who wants to have a continuation meeting on September 8th on the telephone? We do have 4 days scheduled in D.C., but we still have a full agenda. So I need to hear someone promote it because I'm not in favor of extra meetings at this point. But if someone thinks we should do it, then please say so. And if not, then I won't schedule one. Okay. Going once, going twice. Okay, so that would mean
this
that...
This is Bill. I think
move
we have
the previous question.
Hello. Thank you. You know, Campbell, we will go right back to the motion to adjourn. The problem is we do have on the agenda that before we adjourn, we will just decide this one issue because I received quite a lot of heat for not having a second meeting on one of these months. So if people want to have a continuation meeting, they need to say so.
This is Teresa. I'm sorry. Well,
I heard Bill first and then Teresa. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, we just have a lot on the agenda, and if we can get through as much of it as we can before the in-person meeting, we'll have more time then to take care of other things.
Okay.
We might not get through the agenda at the in-person meeting.
That's always an unfortunate possibility. Let's hope that's not the case if we have a good agenda.
Madam Chair,
a lot of background noise.
Marcel, somebody's really? Fallen down an elevator shaft or in a wind tunnel. Could they put him on pound one?
Thank you, Marcel. I can hear it.
so bad. The static is just intense. So if you're not currently trying to address the body, please count on one because you can't hear each other as quickly. Teresa, you wanted to address the continuation meeting issue, and then we will go back to the motion to adjourn. Go ahead.
Oh, the noise is terrible.
Can
please,
hardly hear
everybody
you,
pound, pound one. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just a little.
Okay. I would like to hear what the strategic recovery plan people are doing. And if we can't, if we need to go into executive session, fine. But I don't think we really have heard that. And I don't want to wait until the end of September if that could be put on the agenda for us to hear.
Okay, so you support a continuation meeting, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Okay, are there any objections to a continuation meeting? That's the next point.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Who's that?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, okay. So we have an objection. Folks, in the interest of time, because we do have a motion to adjourn on the floor, and I'm not sure how Robert likes to entertain these things, but we did agree we would, let the body decide whether we have a continuation meeting or not. I'd like to just call the roll on this, and we'll let the votes decide whether we meet again in 2 weeks or not, or whether
Madam
we just...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
If Carolyn's the only one that objects...
Oh, I don't know that she's the only one that objects, but Robert really says that one isn't... If anyone objects, one calls the roll, because there may be other people who object who do not want to basically put their voices forward. So you simply call the vote and take care of it. So... Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on whether to have a continuation meeting or not, and then we can move on to the adjournment issue. A yes vote means we will have a continuation meeting in 2 weeks. And just to clarify, continuation meeting would mean that we would pick up exactly where we have left off. We would not have, executive director report and chair report and minutes approval and agenda approval. We would simply jump in where we just left off, okay?
So, Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes.
Our time for that committee was over. We were, in fact, 12 minutes over the 20 minutes allotted for that committee. So when you say pick up where we left off, we would go to the next coordinating committee agenda.
Point of order, Summer. Point of order, Summer.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't catch it. But with that one, I think I had said 40 minutes, and this one has been languishing for months, and that was 20 minutes.
Well, folks, in the interest of fairness, I think we would pick up exactly where we left off and simply pick up where we left off.
Right. I just want to correct the record, so to let you know, so when you guys prepare the agenda, I still...
And we would have to move to extend because the agenda said 20 minutes. All right,
I am speaking to the chair.
Sorry for the interruption.
Okay.
Okay,
folks,
no problem. She said she's sorry.
Call the question.
Going.
Who is the question?
Question.
Lady
Britt?
Row 1, row 4.
I can hear a lot of noise, but I can't hear the question. Was there a point of information?
No, I just said call the question.
Thank you. Is that Lydia?
This is Lydia.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice vote.
Thank you, folks. So a yes vote means we'll have a continuation meeting in 2 weeks. A no vote, and I'll look up every little fine point to make sure that we pick up where we should pick up. But and a no vote means that no, we will not have a continuation meeting in 2 weeks, so our next meeting will be the regularly scheduled in-person four-day meeting in Washington, D.C. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll? Thank you.
Jen Aaron.
Pass.
Teresa Allen.
Yes, I'm for the continuation.
Jessica Apollinar. Yes. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Can't hear you, Wesley.
Oh, yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Sorry, I was muted. No.
Resign.
Pass.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson. Can't hear you, Campbell. Emery Orendoff.
Pass.
Laura Prevus.
I'm sorry, can you tell me again what a yes vote is?
A yes vote is to have a continuation meeting in 2 weeks on the telephone. A no vote means we won't have a continuation meeting. Our next meeting will be the regularly scheduled in-person meeting in Washington, D.C.
Okay, next vote.
I'm sorry, Laura, I didn't hear you.
No.
Okay. Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. Grace Rosenberg.
I'll abstain.
Dan Siegel.
No.
Yes. Okay, I got no for Dan.
And I had. This is Lydia. I had passed.
This is
Lydia. I had passed.
Okay, I'm not going. I'm not finished yet. I'll come back to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had. Okay.
No problem. Alex Steinberg. Here you, Alex. Andrea Turner. Andrea, how do you vote? Okay, Lydia, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Okay. Campbell Johnson?
I vote yes.
Yes.
You hear me? I vote yes.
Who's this? Who's saying? Say yes. That's right.
I keep getting a lot.
This is Ken. I vote
no. Vote no.
I'm sorry, you voted no?
Ken voted no.
Madam Secretary, did you hear Campbell Johnson vote yes?
I did.
Oh, thank you.
Folks, we're getting lots of background sound.
Chemri Orendoff, how do you vote?
Yes.
Marcel Reed, how do you vote? Can't hear you, Marcel. Alex Steinberg, can't hear you. Julia Turner, how do you vote? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven O's. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And one.
Lots of noise in the background, folks. Hard to hear the secretary. Please mute your phones.
My count is seven no's, seven yeses, and one abstention.
Can you repeat that? And please read the yeses first normally just so people can keep their vote count straight. The seven yes, seven no, and one abstention. So the motion for a continuation meeting would fail. Okay. Thank you. We are now, so we will not have a continuation meeting in.
Wait a minute. Madam Chair.
Motion to adjourn, which can't be superseded.
Adjourn, yes. Well, we're pretty much we're 4 minutes there anyway. Okay, so and there was a second on the motion to adjourn. Is there any objection to the motion to adjourn? Okay.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Is that
okay.
Teresa?
Yes. The vote was 7 yes, 7 no, and 1 abstention. Did the chair vote?
No, the chair did not vote, but...
the chair can break a tie, correct?
I can break a tie, but in this case, the motion didn't have a sufficient number of votes, and I wasn't choosing to break the tie because the motion failed. So.
Okay, well, the motion fails because you choose not to break the tie.
That is one way to interpret it, of course.
Oh,
thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, and I have been very careful not to vote on pretty much anything this evening, if everyone will notice, even when I had the opportunity to do so.
I believe the motion to adjourn is still in force.
Yes, there it is. So, was there any objection to the motion to adjourn now that we are 3 minutes away from adjournment time? And I hear a lot of piano in the background, but I do not hear any objection.
Somebody's listening to jazz.
Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl. Well, it sounds very nice. All right. I do not hear any objections to the motion to adjourn. Are there any objections? Going once? Going twice? Going three times? Okay. There are no objections to the motion to adjourn. We are 3 minutes away from normal adjournment time anyhow. I thank you all for your time this evening. Our next meeting will be the in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. Please, everyone, work hard on your committees. Try to get everything done. Have reports ready. Get them to the national office so that we can get them into the book. And if we are well prepared and diligent, we should be able to get through, I hope, everything that is pending on our agenda and other things besides during our 4-day in-person meeting. So,
point of information.
And that's Ifia. Please.
The deadline for report submission?
You know, I don't have that in front of me. Normally, Chris Nera at the National Office sends that out, but it's usually at least it's a couple of weeks
it's
in advance.
It's the 16th, Summer. It came through today.
The 16th? Okay, thank you. So that's what I was going to say. It's usually a couple of weeks in advance of the meeting. So I would ask everyone, please, if you are the chair of a committee or even if you're just a diligent member of a committee, please, you know, try to coalesce the work that your committee has done into a report on what progress you have made and anything that is pending and get it into the national office so that we can be well prepared and have a good full agenda for our in-person meeting and try to get through the foundation's business at this next meeting in an effective manner. So thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Point of information, Ms. Chair?
Yes. Emery, please.